You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Personal sacrifice is huge. There is no soccer game on Saturday. There's no Sunday dinner with the family. You're working because some guy in China or in India or some woman out there is kicking your because we're in a global competition now. And so I don't care what your business is, men, women, you have to understand that you're going into a huge lifestyle change. And I tell people it's not for everybody. Don't do it if you don't have the stamina to get kicked around and driven into the ground and get up and do it again and beaten up by people that tell you, this is not kumbaya stuff. This is hardcore stuff.
Don't be embarrassed to talk about money. You're going to be talking about money for the rest of your life. It's always going to be part. You can't live without it. You have to deal with it. It can cause great joy and give you personal freedom, or can be catastrophic in your life, destroy your happiness completely. Your choice is, where does it fit? Do you want it to destroy your life, or would you prefer that you understand how it works and respect it for what it is and deal with it? That's a personal choice people have to make. And I would say the best way to do that is learn more, talk more about it, and don't be afraid to discuss it. I don't care what age you're at, but certainly at the age of 16, you should be discussing that. And above all, taking 10% of whatever anybody gives you, your grandmother, your birthday gift, whatever it is, and set it aside and start investing it. The earlier you start, the less pressure you have when you're in your 60s. Mm-hmm. Because you gotta have at least $1.5 million in the bank, and you can if you just save $100 a week. That's what Beanstalks is all about. Well, don't pursue entrepreneurship out of greed of money. You will fail for sure. Because every time I talk to anybody that's had a big liquidity event, I say, you know, did you see it coming? And how did it happen? They said, we never saw it coming. We were just working one day and then boom, I was poor, now I'm rich. That's always the way it is. It's not that you're saying you're counting, you know, your dollars. You don't have any until one day, boom, something happens. And then the funny thing is you find yourself right back to work. You'll have to listen to your gut to navigate the bombs of your career. And you have to trust it. You have to trust your gut. Every time I've lost dough, every time, and I've lost plenty, luckily I've had more successes than failures, is when I didn't listen to my gut, which is my experience. Your gut will tell you. You'll know when it's right and wrong. And don't go against your intuition. That is actually your radar. That's your DNA speaking to you, figuring out what the next move is going to be. Your experiences make you who you are over time as an entrepreneur, as a parent, as a person, as whatever you are, as a brand, whatever you are. It's your experiences and how you deal with them that gives you that equity over time. And for many people, they can't make it. It doesn't work out for them. They don't have what it takes to take on the abuse that the world's going to throw at you. I prefer to invest in entrepreneurs that have failed once or twice before, that have felt the sting of failure and have, you know, gone down the road and not had success the first time, because their motivations are completely different than a more arrogant first timer that thinks everything they do is going to make $100 million. It's just not, doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing. There's three things you have to have the ability to do and know if you're going to be successful in business. Number one is you have to be able to articulate your idea in 90 seconds or less. Explain to me why anybody would want that product or service. And if you take more than a minute and a half, you're never going to be successful. You're just not. And number two is you have to be able to explain why you're the right person to execute on that idea. In other words, what is it about you that knows how to take this idea, which good ideas are a dime a dozen. Executional skills are really hard to find. So what is it about you that can execute on this business and make it work? I mean, those two together start to be really interesting, because then as an investor looks at it and says, well, I'm going to mitigate my risk. I got a great executional, you know, expert here, and I've got a great idea. And then lastly, the one that I think you have to have a good command of, you have to know your numbers. You have to be able to explain gross margins, market share, break-even analysis, how many competitors, how fast can you grow? And I think, you know, that's who I want to invest in, someone who has a command of all three of those. That's probably got more than a 50% chance of being successful if they can do that right. In America, what sets you free is to have enough financial resources to spend your day doing things that you want to do. It's one of the greatest freedoms you can have. And what I learned about it, you know, when I had my first liquidity event.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I was young, and we sold the Learning Company for $4.2 billion. There were 10 of us who were founders. So what I found so amazing is everybody showed up the next day after we closed right back at their desks, because they didn't know anything else. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to work. And what I found in life is I work harder today than I've ever have. And I don't need to, but I still want to. This is what I know. And so the whole idea that I don't have to do something, you know, I work with Nancy Chung, who sort of manages my day, and I block it off into 30-minute things that each week, you know, maybe on a Saturday morning or something, we review the next week, and I look at all the things that have been booked. And if I see something I don't want to do, I just say, take it off. I'm not doing it. And there's nothing anybody can do about that. That is my ability to be free to choose the things that mean something to me and avoid the ones that don't, because my most valuable asset at this point is my time. That's what I care about. And I wish that for everybody. That's my whole point. But something about money you should understand and everybody should think about is the danger of money in a family is entitlement. If you entitle somebody and you de-risk their future, you have actually cursed them. You've cursed them. You have almost guaranteed that they will fail, that they will never launch. I was dyslexic when I was young, so I had a lot of problems with that, just learning how to read and keep up in school. But I didn't let it get in my way. By the way, Damon also has dyslexia. Yeah. So, these are things you have to start treating a different way if you're going to overcome them. But the way I look at it now is, let's say, you know, I'm doubting an investment I'm going to make. Well, I've learned that don't bet the farm. In other words, only put up capital you can afford to lose. And then you know that if your assumptions are wrong, so I don't use debt. I don't have any debt. I don't want to have debt. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to owe anybody anything. But, you know, if you're being honest with people and you're being diverse in terms of how you invest, it's you want to win, of course, and you want to be successful. But, you know, what's the worst case? I say to myself, if I can stay healthy and I can get some of these investments right and I'm enjoying what I do with the cooking, the photography, the music and all that stuff, what else can I do? Like, I mean, this is the way you're supposed to spend your life. And then one day they turn off the lights, you take your watches and you go away. That's what happens. And that's going to happen to me too. But at least when people look back, they'll say, well, the guy didn't lie to me. I made money with him and he can cook some good stuff. I mean, I look at it that way. You got to be pragmatic. Mm-hmm. So I'm not that worried about, and this comes over time. I mean, somebody said to me, don't you worry what people think about you? And I actually thought about that for a while and I thought, no, I don't. I just don't. Why would I want to stress myself out worrying about what someone thinks about me? What benefit for either they or I is that energy? That's a complete waste of time. And I would ask people that have a lot of anxiety or they're conscious, you know, self-conscious about what others think about them. This is one of the biggest mistakes in social media. Mm-hmm. Why do you care? The only people you should worry about are the people in your family and your close friends, and maybe that's a total of 50 people. It's sort of, you know, I love meeting new people, but I'm certainly worried about my family and my friends first, and I think everybody should treat themselves that way, and you'll be a lot happier. You can't make everybody happy, ever. You just, it doesn't matter what you do, you can't. And if you sit there stressing, and I think it's great advice for my kids. I often talk to them about this, saying, what are you doing? Why do you care? How will it change your life if everybody you know just thinks you're great? Who cares? It's what you think about yourself that matters. That's how you can get confident.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.